welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 89. Wow, I bet y'all didn't think I was going to be doing another podcast. Well, here I am. I haven't done a podcast in a little while. One of the main reasons is because I have my father with me now. The poor guy didn't have anybody really to take care of him, so I figured I'd do the right thing and look after him best I can. So I had a little place that was basically an efficiency because it's just me. So I needed to get a two-bedroom apartment. So I had to, look around for an apartment, find one and all that good stuff. And then moving, I was pretty settled in the place I was in. I had, I had a web server there. I had my FTP server, I had Asterisk server, I had some test boxes. Basically, I was living in like a computer room is basically what I lived in. And it was fine by me, you know. So I got a regular two-bedroom apartment. And with that, I had to switch over all the bills and addresses. And I had to line up a mover. I had a friend of mine that actually helped me do the moving. We had to rent a truck and all that good stuff. I had to get his furniture. His furniture was actually in another town, not too far from where I live. But we had to pick up the furniture and all that good stuff. But I'm settled now, so hopefully I'll get back in the swing of things. The only thing that's different is where I'm at now, I don't have my Asterisk server here. I didn't go through the trouble. Well, one of the main reasons was not really because of the trouble. Well, yeah, to that. But where I was staying before, I was pretty lucky as far as the electricity, the power was included in my monthly payment. So now that I'm over here and I haven't really gotten any bills yet, so I'm a little bit curious to see what my actual power bill is going to be. I'm afraid it's liable to be between $150 and $200 a month. And so I got to kind of watch my bills. So I can't really see running a server 24/7 just for my own little tinkering and stuff. So I'm going to have to find another way to do interviews. And when I do interviews, to record them. I know I can use Google Voice, but that has somebody has to call me, which, you know, a lot of times people don't want to. I mean, you're asking them to do an interview, so you don't want to have to ask them also to pay for the call. So I'm looking at getting an Olympus recording device. It's actually got a little recorder, and then you buy an earphone for it that actually is a microphone that records both sides of the conversation. So I'm looking into one of those I'm going to try. And that looks like that's about the best way to go and most inexpensive. The device is actually $35 and the microphone's another $15. So for about $50, I can record phone calls. So I think I'm going to go ahead and get that and see how that works. I think I've heard some other podcasters say that they use that and it worked out fine. So if anybody's got any ideas, just shoot me an email at david@linuxcrazy.com. I've still been fooling around with Gentoo and all that goes along with that. I haven't been quite as active, like I said, because I've had a little bit of a problem getting on the internet and stuff until I got all settled here where I'm at, because I was pretty busy there for a little while. And be honest with you, I kind of lost interest too. I had a lot of other stuff on my mind, and it was hard to kind of get motivated, concentrate and stuff. So now I seem to be getting a little bit more in tune. So I wanted to get this podcast out, just kind of a let everybody know what's going on podcast, and also just to say hello. And there was a bunch of people who asked me, hey, Dave, when are you going to put out another podcast? So all that was nice. So I'll see if I can't do a few more podcasts along the way. I want to at least try to get to 100. So we're at 89 now, so we're getting there. A couple things that's been going on is Gentoo has been working on a new DVD, and it's 11.1, and it's actually got the latest and the greatest KDE, and it's got GNOME 3. So with that, I tried GNOME 3 on his DVD, and it worked pretty good. I'm a longtime GNOME user. So I don't know if I'm going to be using GNOME 3 or not. I'll get into that a little bit more because now I've basically been using OpenBox. I kind of just like the old simple stuff. I don't know if I'm really going to go for all that fancy stuff, but we'll see. Maybe I'll get hooked to it. It seems like a lot of trouble for not much bang for your buck to me. And it's a lot more stuff seems like could go wrong. With this OpenBox, I mean, there's nothing really that can go wrong, you know, once you get it kind of configured the way you want it. Because basically all I use is, like right now I'm using Audacity. I'll use some Office, like I went to LibreOffice. I got rid of OpenOffice because basically in Gen 2, that's the only one that's really being supported. There's a couple Gen 2 developers that are actually upstream for LibreOffice. So that package is being kept up to date. All the bug fixes are being done. So OpenOffice is kind of going by the wayside. So that's what I'll use Office apps. Naturally, I use email and a web browser. I use a web browser a lot. And email, and IRC. I might listen to some music or watch some movies and stuff. So that's basically MPlayer or GNOME. I use GNOME MPlayer. So I use some of the GNOME apps, but I use the GNOME apps within OpenBox. So I don't really care for the GNOME 3 interface, and I'm sure I'd be the same thing with Ubuntu or any of them. I mean, it's not that it's something that I really dislike. I guess it's just it seems to be more trouble than it's worth, but maybe if I got used to it, I'd like it better. I installed it here on Gen 2. In fact, what I did was I took that box that I was telling you about, that old asterisk box slash web server slash FTP server slash storage box, and I figured it would be a good time just to go ahead and do a fresh install, and I would do a fresh Gen 2 install, and I would go ahead and put GNOME 3 on it. So that's what I did. The install, there was a few little bumps along the way, but the GNOME team for Gen 2 done a fantastic job of getting everything ready. I'm not exactly sure when they'll unmask it for the masses, but for right now, it is usable. And the GNOME team, I think one of the main guys that's been doing a lot of work putting all the e-builds together and testing was Nurbik Kalkin, and he's done a great job. I see his name on a bunch of the e-builds, and I know I've seen some more of the developers that have done some work there. I think Ford Prefect has done some work and some of the others. So let's see. How did I get it installed? Well, like I said, I did a basic Gen 2 install, and then I went ahead and upgraded it to testing, which is in Gen 2 there's basically stable and then testing. So I updated it to testing, and then what I had to do was I had to do a little bit of configuring into etcetera portage, and inside that directory there's another directory. It's called profile. So inside profile, I had to add something to unmask because it was one of the use flags is masked by profile. So I had to unmask with the file use.mask. So it'll be etcetera portage profile use.mask. And in that I added minus introspection. Basically what that does is unmask the introspection use flag. And then once I did that, I moved over to etcetera portage package unmask. And inside that I had to, well, I went ahead and unmasked the latest and greatest system apps /portage. And in this file, I had to add that too, but it had really nothing to do with GNOME 3. And then I had to unmask GNOME base GDM and X11. Window Manager Meta City. So, and next one that I had to play around with, I think, was Package Keywords. I think this might be just for portage. Yeah, I had to add System Apps Portage asterisk to Package Keywords in order to unmask the masked System Apps Portage. But that has nothing to do with GNOME 3. And let me see if I got anything here for a pack of juice. Yes, I had to, in package use, I got netlibs/GTK-VNC, and I had to add the use flag there, GTK3, for package use. And that's about it. And then all I did was just, I went ahead and updated everything on the system to make sure that it was all up to date. And then I went ahead and did the magic emerge GNOME. Now, with GNOME 3, there's I have a Nevada driver in this particular box that I was installing it on. I mean, a Nevada card, sorry. And I've pretty much always used the proprietary driver here the last few years. I got a couple boxes with ATI cards now, kind of getting away from the Nevada cards. And actually, that is what I would probably run GNOME 3 on if I was running it all the time. Maybe better support in that. I did actually try it with the Nevada card, but there's some bugs with the Nevada card, and actually GNOME 3 would not work with the Nevada card that I had. I have an older Nevada card. So I had to actually set this up using the Nuvo driver, the open source Nevada driver. So I could get the 3D. You need all that 3D stuff in order for GNOME 3 to work properly. You have to have the 3D graphics drivers working. I think there is a fallback mode that you can use, but you lose some of the, features. Maybe that's what I should use, a fallback mode. But anyhow, so I played around with it, and there's a bunch of good websites that have all the different tricks and stuff for GNOME 3. There's a bunch of keyboard shortcuts that you could get used to. I don't know. I'm just so used to this open box now that I'm pretty much set my way, so they can go ahead and have it pretty much. That's the way I feel about it. But I'll give it a try. That's about it. I'm gonna probably just my everyday box, I'll stay with this open box. So that was pretty much the only thing I've been experimenting with was the GNOME 3. I've never been a big KDE user, so there's no reason to get started with that now. I will boot up a DVD that has KDE on it just to kind of see what it's like. The Gen 2 DVD had KDE on it. It was really nice. It worked really good. I could see how I could get to like it once I got used to it. But like I said, I'm just kind of setting my ways here. So the main thing I wanted to do was just to get a little podcast out and let everybody know that I'm still around. And I'll keep them coming. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.